Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Sports and the Mitten podcast, powered by Mr. Spots in Ann Arbor. I'm your host, Adam Biggers, Michigan beat writer for FanRag Sports. And today we have a lot to talk about. We're going to, as usual, water. You guys know I fumble the water all the time. As usual, I'm going to answer your questions from Twitter and Facebook, other social media. I want to talk about a couple things that I just wrote. That's on FanRagSports.com. Follow them on Twitter, at FanRag underscore you, at FanRag Sports. And don't forget, if you're watching the live stream here on YouTube, you can also get an audio-only version, and that's on the FanRag Sports Blog Talk Radio channel. And we're also on iTunes, so search iTunes, search Sports in the Mitten on Facebook, follow me at AdamBiggers81, and let's continue the momentum here. These podcasts have been going really well. Justin Green, hey Justin, how you doing? Ascending question asker, that's Justin Green's new designation so far. Justin's been doing a great job fueling some of the topics here, really appreciate that. Matt the Destroyer, did you hear about Florida players getting suspended? Do you think that will affect the Michigan game? Matt, yes. Actually, Thomas Bendit and I, my co-host, we did a two-man podcast Sunday evening, and we talked about that topic specifically. Real short, yes. I mean, I don't think it's a major loss, but Keanis Davis, I can't say his first name right, I'm sorry. He's a linebacker. He started five times last year, so he would probably contribute. But Antonio Callaway is the major, major loss here for Florida. And I do think it, I don't think it impacts the game. I'm trying to find the right word for this. Like, it's not like DEFCON moment for Florida. I mean, Florida's pretty talented. Florida's a good team. So one player of Antonio Callaway's caliber, however, can maybe alleviate some stress from Michigan's defensive backs. And those guys are young. So I'm getting a ton of questions already, guys. I appreciate it. As usual, they don't stay up for very long, so feel free to submit them again. I'm going right now. We're going to get into the questions, and then, like I said, I'll answer the ones off YouTube as well. Starting with Brad Thompson. Oh, Casey Brown. Do you think Harbaugh says it's Spate and O'Korn, Florida prepare? Basically, naming two quarterbacks to make Florida prepare for two guys. I mean, yeah, that's part of it. But I think everybody knows that it's Will and Spate. So I imagine Florida would prepare for both guys. You know, that's pretty common. But at the same time, I think Florida's probably counting on facing Will and Spate. This first question comes from Brad Thompson at BT8Ball. Brad, former Indiana. He played baseball at Indiana. He's an old guy. I'm trying to get him on my 40 and up team. Unforeseen circumstances happen, so I don't think we're going to be able to get him, but we would love your bat, Brad. Come join us. We'd love your bat at Ramirez MD. We need hits. We lost 11-10 last night, and that thing was a shootout. I think we had like 13 or 14 hits. I went 2-for-3. Guys made all kinds of plays. But anyway, we're not talking about fall league baseball. We're talking about Michigan football here, and Brad wants to know, what true freshman do you see having the biggest impact on this year's squad? And Brad, I get this question all the time, probably every podcast. DPJ, Tariq, Aubrey Solomon, Oliver Martin's going to be in there. Take your pick. There's going to be a lot. And I'm sorry, guys, I just missed those. There were three of them. If you could submit it one more time, I'd appreciate it. Next question is coming. There's not a ton of questions from Twitter, so that's actually good for you guys on YouTube. There's a few, though. Sean at SeanHolst13 wants to know, give your prediction on who you think will be the impact player for Michigan offense and defense. This is a very good question, and I think that there are three major candidates on defense. Let's start with the defense first. Mo, Rashawn, and Mike. I mean, those guys are obvious. I think in terms of, I mean, how big of an impact are we talking? I mean, those guys are going to be the major impact, right? But that impact that maybe you don't always see, but really pushes other guys. I think Lawrence Marshall and Carlo Kemp on the D-line, I think those guys are going to make an impact. I really do. I mean, speaking of true freshmen, I think Aubrey Solomon is going to be able to make an impact as well. Devin Bush, I mean, we're talking about the number one ranked defense in the country for the past 2 years. And I caution, I want to say, I tweeted this earlier, don't just look at names. Look at the system. Look at the coaches. Don Brown, Chris Partridge, coaching linebackers. They know what they're doing. Kennedy Cameron wants to know, what does a low score game favor Florida? Sorry, that one was quick. And Matt the Destroyer, I'm pretty sure every score in the bowl against FSU was from a returning player. Well, that's true, Matt. Well, other than the Josh Metellus, that 2-point conversion, right? Chris Evans had a touchdown. He was. Are you talking about guys that are coming back or that were returning last year? Because they were true freshmen last year. Hey, Bass, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for joining, Bass. Bass always asks great questions. I appreciate you guys joining me. So I think I just rattled off some guys for defense. Offense, impact player, and, of course, Wilton Spate is going to be. Mike McCray had a pick six, didn't he? Yes, he did, Matt. Mike McCray was close to about 3 pick sixes last year. I remember talking to him about it. Mike was very close. I mean, he's going to be an impact guy, obviously. But I wanted to go with some other people that we're not necessarily always talking about. And like I said, I think Carlo Kemp. I think Lawrence Marshall. I think Devin Bush. I mean, people are talking about Devin. But I think Devin Bush is going to make an impact. Tyree Kinnell. I always say Kinnell. It's Kinnell. Casey Brown, who leads the team in interceptions this year? My pick would be LeVert Hill. That's a pretty good question, Casey. I think it's going to be LeVert and David starting at corner. So, I mean, obvious, process of elimination there. Those two guys are probably going to have a lot of opportunities. I wouldn't doubt, though, look for Tyree and Josh at safety. I mean, Brandon Watson, I've heard a lot of good things about those guys too, and I mean that. I think that safety rotation is going to be pretty deep, pretty athletic. Well, maybe not deep, but it's going to be athletic. Deep in the sense of guys coming back from coming back with experience. Bass says, I think the defensive backs are going to shock people. I think that's what I read, something along those lines. I agree, Bass. I mean, when you these, like I said, it's system. It's not necessarily names, and I know experience plays a part of it too, but. These guys are not just your average defensive backs. I mean, Michigan is really recruiting. They want the long, athletic defensive backs. Watch out. Ben St. Juice is going to be a good one, I think. Give him a couple of years. I think Ben's going to be a staple of that defense if he keeps going the way that he's going. My offensive player would be, back to Sean Holt's question, Sean, my offensive player would be Tyrone Wheatley Jr. at tight end as a breakout. And Maurice... he asked a question too, is similar, so I'm going to knock both of those out, and I'll get to these audio cutting out for anyone else. Yeah, let me know, how's the audio, guys? I think Leet Demon is having problems. Casey Brown says, DBs will shock people because they don't have to cover more than 3 seconds with this defensive line. That's going to help. Okay, 10 out of 10, everybody's saying perfect. Been in and out for me. Leet Demon, I don't know. Check your, are you listening on headphones? I don't know what you're listening. Maybe your phone. I don't know, guys. But yeah, let me know. Any tech glitches, anything like that, you know, let me know. I'll try to take care of them. But as you can see, I keep it pretty basic. It's a tripod. It's a phone. My laptop right here. And no microphones. Who do we call for tech support, Adam? Chris Smith. You can email me or just tweet me at AdamBiggers81. I think that'll do a good job. Matt the Destroyer, defensive backs had an outstanding spring game. I mean, Kalik Hudson as a Viper, if you want to classify that as defensive back, I mean, Rover, he's going to be out there. These guys are good, and like I said, it's a lot of times people want to harp on, okay, they lost all these starters, 10 starters on defense, and I get that. But at the same time, like I said, I don't want to repeat myself over and over again, but it's system, guys. It's coaching. And I think as long as that's intact, it's just going to be a revolving door of talent. I really don't see anything. With a tight end, though, let me get back to that. With Tyrone Wheatley Jr., and this is why. I mean, last year we saw Jake Butt with 46 catches. The year before, 51 catches. I mean, tight end is an important part of Michigan's offense. And I know that a lot of people look at Ian Bunning as maybe he's a more athletic pass-catching guy, big play guy. But, I mean, Tyrone is a load to handle. Tyrone's going to be a great blocking tight end, I think. I mean, a lot of people have talked about his blocking. But at the same time, he has good hands. I think Tyrone Wheatley is a guy. The tight end at Michigan, I think this year, without Jake Butt, that's a position to pay attention to, right? Because, I mean, there's a couple of those positions. And I think there's high expectations. I don't know if Tyrone Wheatley Jr. is going to be Jake Butt, but I know he's going to be Tyrone Wheatley Jr. So, judging by everything that I've heard, that's probably going to be good enough. So, hey guys, we're going on 10 minutes. I could stick around for a little bit. I'm going to take batting practice a little bit later in the day, but we can sit around and talk for a second. Bass says, I remember coming out, they were talking about his speed for his size. He's huge, Bass. I mean, this guy, and like I said, just point of reference, I'm not a big guy. I'm 5'9", about 155. 160, and Tyrone Wheatley Jr., a lot of these guys, Tyrone Wheatley Jr. is just massive. Jawan Bushel-Beattie is massive. That guy is just, you have to see them in person, and you stand next to him, and somebody made a comment on a YouTube video. They said, what's up with these up-the-nose angle shots? And I'm like, I'm trying. I'm shorter than all these guys. They're all 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and up. And I joked, I said, wait for the Ian Bunning interviews. Ian's really tall, so I might be aiming upward like that. So let's get to the next question. I hope I answer that, Sean. Tyrone Wheatley Jr. definitely impact. I mean, and Chris Evans, and I think don't discount the importance of Mason Cole either, because I know that we talk about a little bit of a young offensive line, but with Mason, and I'll talk about that a little bit too later in the show. I wrote something on the offensive line being kind of taken care of, or I don't know necessarily dominated, but Rashawn and Moe and Chase and Brian Monet, those guys have had some success in practices, but it's not a bad thing. And again, that's on fanragsports.com. I tweeted it from my Twitter, at AdamBiggers81. And long story short, Greg Frey just says, it's iron sharpening iron, basically. And Jim Harbaugh joked this past Friday during availability, he said that nobody can block Moe Hurst. So Jawan Bushel-Beattie has experience starting. Yes, he does. He's made 11 appearances. He started at right tackle, but I mean, he doesn't have a ton of experience, man. I mean, Jawan, he's played 8 games on special teams. Did Devin Asiasi, I'm sorry, I didn't see who asked that question. Asiasi, I don't know. As soon as he left, I just I didn't really follow much after what happened with him. So, I'm sorry, I can't answer that. As far as I know, there were some theories out there floating and stuff. I think he just missed home. I think that was the major thing for him. So, going up, Jake Brady, hashtag Go Blue on Twitter says, freshman, breakout players, I got to decipher this, is offense, DPJ, defense, RB Solomon, AS, starters, offense, I don't know, Jake, this is kind of hard to read, I don't know. Chris Evans and Moe Hurst on defense, I guess, is what he's saying. Those are good picks. Let me see those questions again, guys. I'll answer those because I think that's about it. Or hold on. Alex Bricker asked a good question as well. I'll get to that one. Zach Drake, do you think Ben Bredesen could have an All-American year? I don't know, Zach. Let's start with all Big Ten first. But, I mean, Ben was all right last year. Chris Smith, anything on Spinellis and or Aluzio? No. They were asked. I think Spinellis is kind of in that mix. Obviously they're all competing, but I don't think he's in the two deep or even the three deep, to be honest with you. Chris Ballas of the Wolverine, the other day, he asked a question about Spinellis. But like I said, and I think the answer that was given by Greg Frey, it was just kind of a basic, or Tim Drevno rather, they're just kind of working. So nothing overly specific. And I'm getting to Alex's question. Oh, this one comes from Shane. I don't know how to say your last name. Majewski will say it. I hope I pronounced it right. Is the O-line close to being able to control games by running ball? If not, when? Well, it is fall camp, so. And I don't see all the practices. They don't let us into practice. I guess the standard answer would be they're growing, Shane. I mean, that's all I can really say. I mean, we're not getting anything real specific. Will any true freshmen be starting? Wide receivers, I mean, I think DPJ and Tariq will probably start. Matt the Destroyer, do you think Spate will have a better season last year? Yes, I do. Even though given the losses, I know, but yes, I do. I expect if he's 100% healthy, and we've talked about this before, it's mentality, I think. And he's already shown he can do it physically. It's a mentality, and I think Michigan's offense will go as Wilton goes. And obviously with him being the quarterback, that's probably how it should be. But yeah, I think Spate's set up for a big year. I do. So Shane is close to controlled. I mean, I know that they've improved in pass protection. I've asked about that. As far as they're not really being forthright with like all the running back stuff. Everybody's competing, right? They're giving us those kind of answers. Everybody's competing. Jason Hughes, are Long and Hill something? Let me see that one again, Jason. I'm sorry. These questions just pop up really quickly and then they disappear. So I saw that one. That one was a few lines, so that was a detailed question. Next question, let me see, I'm trying to get, or Maurice Ayotte had a comment. Leak, Khalik Hudson, should be in position to make a lot of plays. Wheatley on offense, should be faster with the weight loss. I agree, Maurice. Alex Bricker, how important is the role of the staff in developing players of lesser, in quotes, star rating when matching up to OSU? Again, Alex, I think this one goes back to the coaching and the system. I mean, they are getting highly rated recruits, right? But they're not all of them. Like, I mean, Quiddy Pay and Luigi Villan, Quiddy especially, I think he was a three-star. I mean, Quiddy's going to get in there. Casey, I'm sorry, that one disappeared. Something. I want to get to the previous question, and then Casey, I'll get to yours too. But yeah, with, like I said, with coaching, system, I mean, Quiddy Pay is competing in the two deep right now, and this guy was a three-star. I mean, he's competing in the two deep in one of the best defensive lines in the country, so I think that speaks volumes. Casey Brown, with skill players, be more in space players, do you see Michigan spreading it out a lot more this year? I don't know if I want to say spread, but I mean, I'm sure there will be components for it. I don't know if they're really going to deviate too far from the type of offense that they ran, and I mean, again, it's got a little bit. I mean, we've seen the jet sweeps and stuff like that. Wilton is kind of mobile. He can be mobile. Penn State game. Watched that game last year. Excellent footwork. I mean, I think they'll be in position. And really, Casey, if you look at it like this, it could be that they spread it out just because of maybe growing pains on the offensive line, you know, first couple games. I mean, I don't know. It depends. I think a lot of it depends on the offensive line.
Zach Drake, are the corners upset that they won't face off against Callaway? We have not talked to players yet, Zach. I imagine that they'll get that question, and I'm sure, you know, when you want to be the best, you want to compete against the best. Jason Hughes, Long and Hill upset, that one, okay, Zach and Jason both asked very similar questions, almost identical.
No, I mean, I don't know if they'll be upset. I'm sure that they were looking forward to it. I mean, right, if you're playing a really good team and you want to prove yourself, you want to play against that really, like, I mean, last year, Florida State probably would have liked to have beaten Michigan with Jabril. Michigan would have liked to have Jabril. I mean, that kind of thing. I remember asking Dalvin Cook, actually, specifically, the running back, if he was looking forward to going against Jabril. And I don't know if Dalvin was really privy to everything that Jabril was doing, or I don't know why he answered, but he didn't think. He's like, well, Jabril's a linebacker. I'm probably not going to face him. I'm like, you're going to face Jabril a lot if he plays.
Did you see Taco Charlton something nearly get a safety preseason NFL? No,
I did not. I don't watch preseason NFL if I can help it. I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it, but I'm not going out of my way. But I do know that Kenny Allen had a successful first punt with the Baltimore Ravens, so congratulations to Kenny. I know Kenny and his family and his older brother Jimmy, his mom Stacy, his dad Joe. I'm forgetting somebody. The sister. I always forget Kenny and Jimmy's sister. I'm sorry. And then I'm trying to think who else. Matt Godin. Matt Godin had a tackle for the Houston Texans. So I know that. I saw those. Because I'm friends with Matt on Facebook. I saw that updated. Like he posted a photo. Let's see. Next question. And if you guys have a couple more, go ahead.
Zach Drake, I think they will because Jordan Lewis always wanted the best wide receivers, and he would get upset if he didn't. And I know Coach Harbaugh is trying to instill that mindset of all players.
Well, yeah, definitely. And I mean, I remember, if you remember 2015, I remember asking Jordan before and after going up against Aaron Burbridge. Aaron Burbridge was arguably the best wide receiver in the Big Ten at that time. And that was a hell of a battle. Jordan, it was 50-50. Jordan, I thought that Jordan played pretty well against Aaron. I thought Aaron played pretty well against Jordan. Those are the kind of battles you want to see. So in those terms, I would say, yeah, those guys are probably like, oh, man, we're not going to get Callaway. They wanted him.
Casey Brown, I'd like to see them rely less on the O-line and do more quick passes, outside runs with Evans, given skill with wide receiver and Evans, and then it faded away.
Yeah, I mean, I could see those kind of components. And with Pep Hamilton, Pep wouldn't come out and say that it was going to be a faster offense, but at the same time, he said that they're competing faster. So I have to believe that they're faster, and I think we'll probably see some of that. Eddie McDaniel on a jet sweep, I'm sure that's going to be in the playbook.
TJ Bellware, hey TJ, do you have Michigan winning now that Callaway is not playing?
I haven't settled on a solid prediction. I don't mean to waver here or be flaky about it. I think that Michigan has a good chance of winning. I thought that Michigan had a good chance of winning this game. I thought it was going to be a close game either way. And like I said, a coin flip type of game. But with Antonio Callaway, and here's some specifics on Antonio, guys, and I'll get to these questions. Antonio, last year, at least 7 catches of 20 or more yards. He had the 5th longest touchdown last year in the SEC, 78 yards. So, I mean, in 2015, he averaged 19.4 yards per catch. He didn't have the volume that he had last year, but he was returning. He's Florida's leading returning receiver, return threat as well. So
let me see those questions again one more time, guys. I'm sorry they just popped up. I wanted to get that point out about Callaway, though. And we're going on 22 minutes. This one, we probably shouldn't have a problem going 30 minutes today, guys.
I don't see why not, because I talk a lot. Justin Green, how do you feel the level of talent has changed between Hoke and Harbaugh? Do you feel we could turn into a northern power?
Callaway should have been suspended longer, says Matt the Destroyer. Jason Hughes.
I didn't see that one, Jason. I mean, the level of talent, I mean, Harbaugh has won 20 games with essentially all Hoke guys, right? Just about. I mean, he got some of his guys in there last year. I don't necessarily think there's a huge gap of talent. I mean, Jabril was a Hoke guy. I think that the coaching is different, is what I think.
Impressions of Fry. Matt Morris wants to know.
Love him. Greg Fry, excellent. And get him one-on-one. I talked to him. I have a feature coming up this year. I'm doing a special on Polynesian influence in football, starting with Brian Monet because he's on the Polynesian Player of the Year watch list. And then, you know, there's been others at Michigan. Sione Huma, Kakoa Crawford. You know, those guys have Polynesian origin, roots, family, that sort of thing. Devin Asiasi, when he was at Michigan. So that kind of got me interested. And then if we look at, I mean, I remember growing up, I was a huge Junior Seau fan. I think a lot of guys were. Troy Polamalu, you know, I mean, I talked to Brian Smith. He mentioned some guys. But Greg Fry, really, Greg Fry, great conversation. I think with Greg, you got to ask him the right type of questions. He's got, and it's with a lot of the coaches and players. They want to understand where you're coming from. What angle are you coming from? Greg Fry, super personable, very, very good conversation. And like I said, he took a few minutes to step aside with me, talk with me about his experience with Brian Monet, his experience coaching, and playing, you know, playing with, playing against, coaching Polynesian guys. So I'm excited to write this story. I think it's going to be a good one. So, Justin, back to your question. Do I think the level of talent has changed? No, I think the level of coaching has changed. And, yeah, I mean, you'll probably see a rise because the coaching is going to attract the big-time recruits all the time. But, I mean, Hoke was getting big-time recruits.
Matt Morris, thanks for posting all the videos this week. Thanks for watching, man. I appreciate it. And Bass, it looks like, hey, you guys are helping out Leet Demon with the audio. I like it. Teamwork. There we go, Bass. I like that. Bass knock, Bass. Good job. Me either. Is that Al Cunando? Hey, I missed that one. Al, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you guys joining. Seems like there's a pretty good regular crowd of guys who ask questions. I like that.
Jalen Taylor, do you think the Big East will easily be the strongest? It's looking that way, man.
Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, they're all ranked in the top 10 preseason.
Zach Drake, Michigan reminds me of a lot of Ohio State last year, but with a better coaching staff. Leo is, thoughts on safety situations with Woods and Powell?
Oh, I don't know her name. She's new on the beat. She actually, if you guys watch watch the video of Brian Smith that I posted, he answers that question, kind of. I forgot her name. She asked the questions about Jamerick, but yeah, we've been hearing the same thing about Jamerick for a while, but this dude just hits hard.
Leet Demon, have you heard anything about freshman running backs? No, I have not. I haven't. And I mean, Chris Evans, Ty, in this order, Chris, Karan, Ty Isaac, Kareem Walker, redshirt freshman. How's that? Kareem's a redshirt freshman. And I'm sorry, guys, those questions disappeared. Seems like the... Matt Morris, what's going on with beat writers for Michigan? Nick Baumgartner moving, Brendan Quinn moving. I'm hoping to have Nick on the show next week. I think Nick does a great job. I respect his work. Brendan, a tremendous basketball writer. I don't know their personal situations, but I do know, you know, we've seen some turnover, right? I mean, Mark Snyder left, and Mark's been a staple on the beat for a long, long time. I have a lot of respect for Mark, hell of a reporter. That guy did his work. And I respect that. You know, that'd probably, excuse me, that'd be a better question for those guys, personal reasons. I mean, why do you take a better job opportunity? You know, that kind of thing. So, that'd probably be a good question for Nick. I'll ask him if he wants to talk about it when he's on the podcast. Casey Brown, how has Josh Ross worked his way in the two deep?
I don't know if he has, but he's getting some attention. He's another hard hitter.
Leet Demon, how much time do you think Ben Mason will see at fullback this year? And again, this backfield, guys, I think is not only crowded, but pretty good. So,
I mean, with Khalid Hill and Henry Poggi as fullbacks, I mean, I imagine that Ben will get some reps. But, I mean, it's going to be Khalid and Henry show back there. And then as far as the running backs are concerned, Kurt Taylor, Omari Samuels, those guys are coming in, true freshmen. They are at Michigan right now. I mean, they have to compete against, like I said, Chris Evans, Karan Higdon, Ty Isaac, Kareem Walker. I mean, that's four right there. Those are four guys that are gonna get some carries this season. So I don't know if they want to go 5-6 deep with running backs. I mean, I imagine maybe shelve them.
Jalen Taylor, dang, have you spoke on Florida suspensions? Jalen,
yes, I did. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier, Thomas Bendit and I, my co-host, follow Thomas on Twitter, @TBendit. BT Powerhouse, he's also a lawyer, and I try to get him to answer, you know, we can't go into it, obviously, because of the, you know, ongoing, whatever they're going to be charged with, but it doesn't sound good. Sounds like there are, you know, some credit card issues involved, not using a credit card that's not yours, which is never a good idea, guys, so be sure not to do that. If your name's not on the card, or you don't have explicit written permission, please don't do that. That's a public service announcement. But as far as, I mentioned Antonio Callaway. I think he's the major, major loss because Walter Football ranked him number 5 wide receiver of the draft class. Oh, and I'm sorry, go fast. Matt the Destroyer,
don't do drugs, kids. I don't know if drugs were involved. Leet Demon, LOL, fraud is bad, okay?
Was that like, oh man, you guys are going to be upset at me because I don't remember his name from South Park. The teacher that always said that. Okay. I don't want to Google it. Somebody tell me. Mr. Mackey, Alcunando. Absolutely. Mr. Mackey. Fraud is bad. Okay.
Matt the Destroyer. I heard he had other... Yes, sexual assault.
Antonio Callaway has had a pretty scattered past, guys. And I don't want to smear this guy's name. But, I mean, as far as what's been reported, yes, he's had involvement with In May, when he was cited for marijuana possession, he was with a 40-year-old, Kendrick Williams, and this guy's got a long criminal history. And from what I've read, Jim McElwain wanted Antonio to choose his company a little bit better, you know? You are who you hang with. Birds of a feather flock together. That's what my grandma always said. So You got to be careful if you're running around with guys who have coke charges connected to shooting, other child molestation, which is pretty disgusting. And this guy is not just a criminal. He's sounds like he's a really bad dude. And Antonio Callaway probably needs to choose his friends better. Zach Drake, do you think Michigan D-line? Let me see that one again, Zach. Go Lugnuts, Justin Green. Absolutely, sir. Go baseball. You guys know I love baseball. I always get razzed on because I wear different hats sometime, and some, a lot of times it ends up being who the Tigers are playing that day or that's their series. I'm wearing a Royals hat when they're playing the Royals. I'm wearing an Orioles hat when they're playing the Orioles. Matt the Destroyer, Michigan has a good D-line, but not as good as OSU or Clemson. Ohio State's probably got the best defensive line in the country. And I don't know if it's probably more than probably. But yeah, back to Antonio Callaway thing, big play guy, you know, but he has had some issues. Sexual assault, hanging around with, you know, people involved with drug dealing and that kind of thing. That's never a good idea. El Cunando, their top four are, but they don't have the depth those other teams do. Are you talking about Ohio State and Clemson, El Cunando? Can I get a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Yes, all right. I don't have Ohio State. I do want to research Ohio State's defensive line a little bit better. But, I mean, I imagine Ohio State, like I said, I think Ohio State's listen, Greg Schiano. Greg Schiano was talking. He said he thought it was better than his Buccaneers line. I don't know about that. Leoism, top three wide receivers, Oliver Martin. I don't know if for a top three, it's really hard for me. I'm going to go, I think it's going to be DPJ, Tariq, and like Kakoa or Mo Waves, one of those guys. If we're going top three in terms of who's going to, you know, see the most action, I don't know. Mo Waves and Kakoa Crawford are both really good blocking receivers. I have to believe that they want one of those guys on the field. Prediction on Spate touchdown interception ratio. And Chris, I talked about this this past week. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. 23 touchdowns, 7-8 picks. You know, maybe fewer, maybe somewhere in the range of 5 or 6 if he doesn't have a 2-interception game. And he only had one multi-interception game. That was Ohio State. Adam, did you watch BTM previews at MSU? Let me see that one again, please. I didn't watch any previews. Did you watch BTM preview of MSU yesterday? Do you agree with what they said that they should be feared? Elite Demon. I didn't watch it yesterday, but I don't know if feared. I think a lot of people are looking at Michigan State like, well, Spartans are down and out. They're on the ground. Healthy respect, though. I mean, I think Mark D'Antonio's track record speaks for itself. I really do. I don't think 3-9. I don't think it's the end of Michigan State football. I do think with Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, I do think that Michigan State's not going to go on another streak winning 7-10. I'll tell you that. Matt the Destroyer, do you think MSU will be worse or better than last year? Well, Matt, it's hard to be worse. Pretty hard to be worse than 3-9, isn't it? I do think they'll be better. I think high end for Michigan State, get into a bowl game. I think that's ideal for Mark D'Antonio. I think that's ideal for Michigan State as a program. Get into a bowl game, start regaining. You can't fall down. I'm trying to think of a good analogy. You can't fall down, break both your legs, and go run a marathon, right? You gotta do a little bit of rehab work. You gotta get back on your feet. I don't know. I'm trying not to sound too cliche, but it's along those lines. They just gotta get their bearings. I think Michigan State football has got to get back to what made Michigan State football what it is, and what was that? It was solid coaching, solid development, and a good quarterback, Kirk Cousins and Connor Cook. They need a quarterback. We'll see if Lewerke's that guy. Trap games, Maryland, Indiana. Talking about Michigan. I don't really like that term, trap game. And until I see kind of how the first few weeks play out, I mean, Maryland would be one, I think, just off the top of my head, because I think DJ Durkin's doing a pretty good job out there. Do you think Kareem Walker will be used how Chris Evans was used last year? No, I think Kareem's the in-between-the-tackles guy. I think Kareem's going to be that power spurt guy. He'll go outside, I'm sure, but he's going to be that power spurt guy up the middle. That's what I think. Let me see the other question. And guys, we're going on 34 minutes. So I talk a lot. How is kicking coming along? Punting specific, Jason Hughes. I think it's Quinn Nordine as the field goal kicker. Right now, it's Will Hart, I believe, is the punter. But Jim Harbaugh said that Brad Robbins was, and watch that video that Wazee Digital, Oh, no, that was another one. I'm sorry. They claimed another one. Watch the video of Jim Harbaugh on my YouTube channel and from Friday, and he talks about that.
Matt Morris, would you post your work below your videos? Do you post your articles on Twitter? Yeah, Matt, they're all on Twitter, at AdamBiggers81. I could probably paste the link to my author page on FanRag Sports in the YouTube comments, if that makes it easier. I just don't want to stick a buck. I promote my articles, I think, enough on Twitter, so I don't want to, like, spam my own comment section with links. But, yeah. Robert Prossman. Robert, that one went away. Really want to see a Gentry-led goal line package like Tyrone Swoops did for Texas last year. Just picking him up, take snap, something. Kevin, I saw
Zach actually at Towsley the other day for availability. He was walking out. I think he just had finished with practice. Saw Josh Metellus on the steps coming up. You know, those guys, they all seem pretty loose and happy and kind of the same that they did last year and the year before. I really believe that the Harbaugh, the new mentality, and I'm not saying that Brady Hoke wasn't a hard-nosed coach or anything, but let's just focus on what Jim Harbaugh is doing right now, and I think the results are clear. These guys are very confident. I could tell. A lot of times in the Brady Hoke, and I don't want to get specific, but guys were pretty defensive, a lot of them.
A quarterback was. How many touchdowns at fullback this year? I didn't see it. 15 or 20?
Ooh, I don't know. Well, I mean, let's see.
Khalid had time last year, at least that. Will you continue this program through the season, Jason Hughes? Jason, we're just getting started, man. This is the preseason.
Yeah, we're gonna go hard during the season. Two-man podcast, a bunch of solos, after availabilities, live streams, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we're just getting started.
Wisconsin overrated, underrated. Will it be a harder game than last year?
I like Alex Hornibrook. I do, and if you look at what he did last year, he went to East Lansing, kicked Michigan State's ass, came to Ann Arbor, hung with Michigan. Redshirt freshman last year, I believe. So I mean, he had a year in the system, but obviously that was his first year starting. I thought he played well. I like Wisconsin. Overrated, underrated. I mean, I don't know. I think Wisconsin's probably an 8-win, 9-win team. I don't see any problem with that. I mean, Paul Chryst is gone. Paul Chryst, in his first 2 years, 10-3, 20-6 over the past 2 years. Let me double check that. I don't want to just throw that out there, but I remember asking him at Big Time Media Day, so I'm pretty certain that he is 20-6.
Wisconsin should have beat Ohio State last year.
I agree. I think Michigan should have beaten Ohio State last year. Hold on here. I'm going to pick up Paul Chryst real quick. Because I've been saying 20-6, and if I get it in my head, and I keep saying it, and it turns out it's not true, I don't want that to happen, right? Let's see. Well, 21-6. I'm sorry. I forgot a bowl game. Yes.
Kevin Crandall, I'm just going to dream of the Gentry Wildcat.
Maybe we do see some packages like that. I mean, I think Zach Gentry, I don't know what I think about Zach Gentry. When I knew that he was moving to tight end, I figured, okay, then, I mean, he's gonna adapt guy, he's gonna scout team guy. You know, but at the same time, you have to believe, you're like, you see him, I mean, he's like 6'7", real athletic build. You gotta wonder, like, what could he do? There's something he could do.
I feel extremely excited for this year more than usual, says Jalen Taylor. Base, I'm not to cry, but if you watch that Ohio State game, the officiating was, yeah, it was. Do I think JT Barrett is overrated? No.
No, I don't. It's accounted for like the most touchdowns by a quarterback in Ohio State history. I don't think JT is overrated. I don't know why Buckeyes fans that. I feel like sometimes, and I'm not taking a shot at anybody and not at Michigan fans, but I guess when you're a good team with high expectations and that quarterback is not perfect video game, then you want the next guy.
JT's a very good quarterback, I think. I don't think he's overrated. And I think that's all the questions, guys. We're going on 40 minutes, 39:10 right now.
Two more questions. Which is going to make it an hour. Let's go two more questions, and then I'm gonna go take some batting practice. No more questions. All right, guys, we're gonna cut it off. Oh, there they go.
He got exposed by Clemson. I think Ohio State got exposed by Clemson. El Conundo, how about how St. Juice is doing? We'll end on that one, El.
He's doing well. And I said in the beginning of the show, watch out for Ben. I think he's going to be in a couple years, he's going to be a guy that's going to be a star in that secondary. The way he just started playing football in high school, I remember talking to him about it. That he decided that football was what he really wanted, and he gets to Michigan early enroll. All reports, did well in spring, and now fall camp, and he's right there, he's right there in the mix. I don't know if he's in too deep. I mean, we'll call him on the edge of the too deep. I don't think so. I think that Keith Washington's in the too deep, though. Just to throw a name out there, I think Keith is definitely a guy that you want to consider back there. Well, guys, I appreciate all the questions. As always, want to thank Tim and Keith at Mr. Spots in Ann Arbor, 808 State Street. Go check them out, MrSpotsAnnArbor.com. I'm going to be giving away some steak sandwiches, wings, waffle fries, whatever else they'll let me give away. So we're going to do that. And Jalen, thanks, man. Loving the videos and live chat. Just now subscribed. Thanks, Jalen. Leet Demon, thanks for taking time to answer questions. Appreciate it, Leet. Jason Hughes, Devin Bush versus Florida run. What do you mean, Jason? Follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. Follow FanRag Sports at FanRag underscore you at FanRag Sports, FanRagSports.com. And again, you can watch the live streams and on right here on my YouTube channel. You can get us on iTunes, Sports in the Mitten. Just search on iTunes for that. And then Blog Talk Radio, FanRag Sports Blog Talk Radio channel, Sports in the Mitten, and the Sports in the Mitten Facebook page. So I think we've covered it.
Jason Hughes, big enough. Are you asking, is Devin Bush big enough to defend the run against Florida?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Florida's in serious. Iron Cross, hey, how are you doing? The Harbaugh onslaught begins. All right, guys, I appreciate all the questions. We're going to get in. Devin Bush is bulked up a little bit. That's my answer, Jason. Iron Cross, you came in right at the end, man. I'm sorry. If you want, you can rewatch it, but I'll be doing another live stream. We'll have availability tomorrow. I'm sure I'll probably do one either tomorrow or Thursday. So, thanks for joining. I'll catch you next time, Iron Cross. Thanks for coming, guys. I appreciate it. Again, I'm Adam Biggers. Follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. FanRag Sports Michigan beat writer. I'm gonna go hit some baseballs. You guys have a good day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.